Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is now time for Go Local, Go Different Santa Fe. We are so privileged to have with us in the studio new friends from the Ox 1985. And we want to welcome to the program this morning, Christy Ortiz and Pearl Marble. Good morning to you both.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Let's welcome Christy and Pearl. Thank you so much for being here. I want to ask you a question. So how did we start your business? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, we are lifelong childhood friends. We started baking when we were like basically in high school. We've known each other since middle school.
Okay.
And just home baking, learning from our family, and we moved to Santa Fe, and we, just had opportunity here, and we've been,
Yeah, when we moved to Santa Fe, we like to host a lot, and we've met so many great people in the community, and they really encouraged us to bake and sell and get out there. And we started actually vending with a local vendor's market, the Velvet Cactus Co., and that's kind of what got our feet wet. And since then, we've just been kind of running with it.
So let's remind our listening audience, if they've never seen your beautiful creations on Instagram, or if they've never been inside your store, let's share everything that you have to offer there at the Ox 1985.
Well, we're an Asian-inspired bakery, so there's pastries, breads, and there's some kind of Asian element in it, whether it's a flavor or a technique or a style. And we have breads, buns, desserts. We have our Vietnamese coffee. We have a lot of drinks there available also.
Vietnamese coffee is so delicious.
Yes.
Thank you.
So what is it? So Vietnamese coffee is made with, what's the heavy cream called?
It's a condensed milk.
Condensed milk, that's it.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes,
and it's always such a good flavor.
Yeah, it's always used with like a dark roast with chicory coffee. It was very strong. So if you really want to wake up.
Delicious. Yes, I love strong coffee. And I have been a big fan of yours since you first opened. And let's talk a little bit about that. So Christy and Pearl, you've known each other since high school.
Middle school.
Since middle school. And what middle school did you meet at?
Serrano Middle School. We're from California, so that's in Highland, San Bernardino area.
Right on. And so you've been together ever since.
Yeah.
So how did you make the trek from there to Santa Fe?
My family and I moved here first. Uh-huh. My husband got a job here. We moved here, and Christy and her family came to visit us and absolutely loved it here. And
really?
Yeah. So
Pearl made it so nice that we just were like, we need to move here.
Yay. So you made it together, and you've had this unique bond with each other that you've had since middle school. And what did you think when you came to the Land of Enchantment? When you're looking around and you're saying, it's much different than California.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah. We love the weather here, and the people are very nice and welcoming, and everything's just been wonderful and aligning wonderfully here.
Mm-hmm. So when you started the Ox 1985, walk us through how you came up with the idea of saying, hey, let's go into business together. Like, you know, you've been cooking and baking all this time together. How did you come up with the idea?
I think it's so funny because, you know, when you're kids, you have dreams. And we've actually always dreamt of having something together. It started off, we even purchased, like, trinkets because we thought we were going to be jewelry makers at some point in our life. And I think just moving out here, it kind of happened organically. Baking foods that we missed from home or our parents cooking, and then sharing it with our friends and family and them encouraging us to make it. And so, yeah, I think that's kind of how it happened. It was a lot of encouragement from our family and our friends, really.
Wow, that's terrific. Mm-hmm. And we're really excited that we have an opportunity to visit with you. And let's share a little bit about, your menu.
Oh, yeah.
So how did you come up with your menu? Was it family recipes? Was it recipes that you worked on together since you've known each other for a while? How did you put your menu together?
It's a little bit of all of that. Initially, we got into baking macaroons, and it was a lot of experimenting. It was fun to do and just trying out the techniques. And then we got together and just worked on flavors and tried out new things. And then it morphed into breads and buns and something that is part of our childhood, going to Chinatown, going to like LA and Orange County, and having all these flavors accessible to us and all these foods. So we enjoyed that, and especially coming here, we miss those things, and we try to make that here and share it with our friends. But I think after that, we got into coffee. Everyone's like, oh, we'd love to have coffee and tea, and then it just kind of moved in that direction too, and it just, yeah.
I love your Instagram description. You said, born from lifelong friendship, cultural roots, and love for bold flavors. And love that. People can see you on Instagram at theox1985. Also, online at theox1985.com. Share, there's so many questions I have, and I know I'm kind of taking this all over the place. But how did you come up with the name?
So Pearl and I were both born in 1985, so that's where we get that number from. And the ox is, so we're Vietnamese Chinese, and so that comes from the zodiac. So the ox is our animal, and we're born 1985, so the ox 1985.
Wonderful, and I love your logo. It is absolutely breathtaking, strong and beautiful at the same time, that you have the card that you gave me. And it seems like the level of attention, every little detail, is meticulous. And I'm guessing the same is also applied to your menu, sounds like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's a lot of care into our pastries, our drinks, and our breads, that we put a lot of thought into them and making them a little different. If you do visit our shop and there's some things that you're familiar with, you might notice it might have a little bit of something different to it. So it's kind of a take on like our parents. So our parents immigrated to America from Vietnam. So like you'll see like it's our culture, but then a little bit of things are kind of a bit Americanized or tweaked to our flavors and things that we grew up here with here.
Well, let's remind people where you're at. We're visiting with the Ox 1985 with Christy Ortiz and Pearl Mabel. Where is your location and what are your hours of operation?
Our location is 1109 Paseo Corazon, suite number 6, in here in Santa Fe.
Awesome. 1109 Paseo Corazon, suite 6. And you're open from what time to what time?
We are open right now only Sundays, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
But we do... We try to be involved with the community, and we're doing pop-ups, and we have our next event is the 505 Night Market on Saturday.
Yes, the 505 Night Market. I want to send a shout-out to 505 Night Market. They were here last week. Why don't we take a quick break, and when we return, we'll visit also with our friend from Economic Development, Joanna Nelson. But we are visiting with Christy Ortiz and Pearl Mabel. We will be back right here on 99.9 FM and 8:10 AM. Good morning, everybody. And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are visiting this morning with the Ox 1985, Christy Ortiz and Pearl Mabel. And thank you so much for being here. And we also want to bring into the program our friend from the Office of Economic Development, Director Joanna Nelson. good morning.
Hello, good morning.
It's so fun to be here with the Ox 1985.
It is.
And you know, Joanna, we have an opportunity that is so valuable for our listening audience to be able to meet new businesses in our community. Thanks to the City of Santa Fe Office of Economic Development, we're able to have conversations like this. Can you share a little bit about Go Local, Go Different?
Sure. So Thursday mornings are one of my most favorite time because we get to come and chat with Estevan and highlight the businesses through our Go Local, Go Different program and their stories. Because Go Local is about, sure, shopping local, but it's really about promoting the stories behind the businesses. So getting to know those entrepreneurs, getting to know the whys and the hows, and really instill that pride in our community that they know you, they want to get to know you, so they ultimately shop at your business and our other many incredible local businesses. And we get to do that on Que Suave every other Thursday morning, and couldn't be more excited to get the word out about these amazing small businesses.
Well, it's our honor, and we're so thankful to be able to visit with the City of Santa Fe Office of Economic Development. You do such amazing work. You, your entire staff, and out in our community, lifting up our small businesses, and today visiting with Christy and Pearl, the Ox 1985, learning about their incredible menu and their roots and how they started. And so we're here visiting this morning again. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, Christy and Pearl, I have a question for you. Are people able to they come in on Sundays, and if, let's say, you run out of something, do they can they put in special orders, or let's say, do you take special orders, like request, do like advanced orders? I mean,
yes, we offered a few times pre-orders, and we do have a menu for larger orders too.
So I imagine you're very, you know, popular, and there might be some menu items that are, you know, really super, you know, amazing. And if you run out, I was just kind of wondering if people can reserve some for themselves.
Oh yeah, we're working on that, and we'll be putting out ways to contact us and be able to put in orders in the future.
Awesome.
So something to look forward to.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, again, let's share some more about your company and your menu, because for those people that are just tuning in right now, share a little bit about your menu again.
Okay. So as far as our breads, we have the viral salt bread, but we do a little bit of twist on it. It's made with, you know, traditional butter, flour. It's salted, and we do add a little bit of sweetness to it, which makes it different from other restaurants that have it. We also have our most popular item, which is our cha siu bao, which is a barbecue pork bun with a distinct flavor of Chinese spice. We also offer our Southwest bun, which is an ode to New Mexico, which has hatch chili, jalapenos, roasted corn, and cheeses in there. It's been a very upcoming fan favorite as well. Another item we do have is our honeycomb pandan coconut cake. A lot of our customers that are gluten-free tend to really like that one. It's different, but once you have it, you want it again. And we also have macarons in multiple different flavors. We try to keep our case fresh. A lot of the flavors from there reflect us. Again, like going back to our childhood, like we'll make some fun flavors like creamsicle, strawberry shortcake. We have Cookie Monster, and then Vietnamese coffee.
We have matcha, mm-hmm, and ube, and we do fun summer flavors. Right now we have pina colada, we did lime, and yeah, I think our favorites are the Cookie Monster and strawberry shortcake, and it reminds us of like the ice cream truck when we were little, and just nostalgic flavors like that.
Let's send some shout outs to some friends that we know. How about to Terry?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Terry. Yes. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
And to Sam and Tao.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. Hi, Tao.
And anybody else you want to send a shout out to?
Yeah, we wanted to send a shout out to the Alchemy staff, Hui Chan and Erica, Chef Erica.
Awesome.
And then also Veronica from Velvet Cactus Company. They're a big part of us starting in the beginning with our business, our bakery, and they've been very supportive.
And I think definitely also our family and our husbands who helped us build out our shop as well. Like a lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into that place.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listening to your story just warms my heart because, I mean, it's super special to have friends that have known each other for so long to be able to start something and build it together. Really cool story, Joanna.
Yeah, it really highlights the joy, right? The fun part. We know that running and starting a business can be really challenging. There's ups, there's downs. But I love hearing that joy and passion behind the business.
Absolutely. Well, any other details that we want to share with our listeners out there that we maybe didn't cover? Let me ask you what it means then to be a part of Go Local, Go Different. What does it mean to be able to work in cooperation with the city of Santa Fe?
Oh, it means a ton to us. Just the network that we're already, people that we've meeting, we would have never ever thought or dreamt of being on a radio sharing our story and our business. And then, again, just the support with, other local businesses. We have so many talented people and artisans and small businesses in town in general, and they've been equally as supportive to us as well, and just the feedback, honesty, just it's been truly amazing, and especially being able to keep up with what's new is really special. Yeah.
Well, thank you for that and sharing your feeling on that. And every single business that I've visited with that's part of Go Local feels the exact same way. And so, Joanna, something very special is happening in our community, and we do appreciate lifting up our small businesses and being there for them and for us. So we're going to finish this morning and want to send a shout out to all of the customers at the Ox 1985 and future customers. Go on by. Let's support this amazing business in our community, the Ox 1985, Christy Ortiz, and Pearl Marble, for being with us this morning. Joanna Nelson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, it's George Anaya Jr. and the New Mexico Music Program right here on 99.9 FM